Multiple sclerosis has captured headlines across the world over the past few months. Last November, news broke that an Italian vascular surgeon had determined that there may be a link between the narrowing or blockage of primary veins and MS. Dr. Paolo Zamboni calls the condition CCSVI, or chronic cerebrospinal venous insufficiency. He says it results in many of the symptoms familiar to MS patients. Treatment involves inserting a balloon into the veins, much like angioplasty. The promise of a new life has sent patients flying across the world to Italy, Poland, and even India for access. And now there's a new location, Mexico. Jan Mills of Kelowna was diagnosed with MS back in 1988. She just returned from a medical institute in Mexico where she underwent the procedure. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's actually great to see you.
It's a great morning.
Well, I want to give people a sense of where you're at. So can you describe for people your condition prior to this procedure?
Prior to the procedure and when I had the testing done, I was actually in a wheelchair. I was unable to feel my fingers. I had really very little dexterity in my hands. And I had an inability to have any what's called dorsiflexion or plantar flexion. So I couldn't lift my toes if I was seated, or if I was standing, I couldn't stand on my toes.
How did that affect your life?
In a lot of ways. For example, the inability to lift my toes would be something that would be affected in the inability to drive because I couldn't press on a gas pedal, and the inability to have plantar flexion where you would be able to lift your knee up when you're standing means that I couldn't lift my foot off of the brake onto the gas pedal, or when I walk, it would be a shuffle. Those sort of things.
So there were mobility issues. You couldn't drive a car. What about your day-to-day work, your day-to-day living? How did it affect you?
So the fact that my hands really didn't have dexterity would mean that I wasn't really able to do things like use a computer very well because I couldn't feel the keys on the keyboard. I wasn't able to speak as quickly as I'd like to because I had something we describe as brain fog, where I couldn't really see through the different words that I was trying to find and bring out into my vocabulary. And so it would be a lot slower in my speech, and I didn't really come up with the things that I was wanting to communicate when I wanted to communicate them.
How did you find out about this clinic?
I found out about it when it first opened because I had a background in having worked with Dr. Myron Wentz, the founder.
And when did you learn about this procedure?
CCSVI was something I learned about last fall. A friend of mine forwarded information to me, and then the CTV news story that came out, and CBC Radio was carrying a number of different pieces on it, and I just became so excited about it.
And at that time, was the clinic that you were involved with in Mexico carrying out this procedure?
No, they were not.
And so how did that happen?
That was part of what my husband and I did, was to work with them in developing the interest in the program. And Dr. Wentz went about the research and training the team and purchasing the equipment that was necessary in order to do it.
When did you have the procedure?
April 12th, my new date for Thanksgiving.
So obviously, this was a very good day for you. Tell us when you first started noticing differences after the procedure.
As soon as I got into the recovery room and met my husband and the physician there, I said, look, I can move my fingers, I can feel them. And he immediately turned to the doctor and he said, listen to her speech, it's completely different. It's faster, it's clearer, the pace, all of those things.
Well, and people, I mean, you described the brain fog. Anyone listening to you right now will know that you don't have that right now.
It's true.
How did you get here today?
Today I drove.
So, Jan, did you have any concerns at all about undergoing this procedure with people who had either just recently learned it or who had never done it before?
I really had absolutely no concerns about the Sonovive team. They seek out the best specialists available for whatever it is that they're needing to do if they don't have them currently on their team. And so in this case, the endovascular neurosurgeon that performed the procedure on me, I know, is the best that they could get. Absolutely.
And you're feeling so much better. You're able to do things that, as you said, you haven't been, in some cases, haven't been able to do for decades. What if something goes wrong? Where do you turn?
Well, I guess two things on that. First of all, I prefer to focus on today as opposed to the possibility of what might happen in the future. And so for today, I'm absolutely thrilled and grateful. The possibility of anything reversing or going wrong in the future, I'll be grateful for the time that I've had and the things that I've been able to do in this moment. I mean, 24 years of having multiple sclerosis has taught me to be grateful for what I have in the moment, because the reality of relapsing remitting MS is that it comes and goes. And the fact that I have had such huge improvement is something that I'm tremendously grateful for. And I also have confidence, though, that this is something that is really going to hold. And that's based on Dr. Zamboni's research and based on the significance of the improvement that I've had.
What do you think about the state of affairs with this procedure in Canada right now? The MS Society has said that it's going to put money towards this. It wants to see the government doing it. But at this point, it doesn't want doctors in Canada performing this procedure. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not a politician, and I can't comment on a political issue like that. What I think is that probably the government is doing their due diligence to ensure the safety of people and their research. And I'm hopeful that they really are moving forward. I know for a fact in my case, personally, when we sent the information to our local MP, Ron Cannon, he contacted me and was so thrilled and congratulated me and also assured me about the work that the federal government is doing on this.
Do you think this is something they should fast track, given what you've experienced and what some other MS patients have experienced?
I believe that they follow their own protocols and principles on it, but I sure hope that this is something that's going to move swiftly. I mean, the results for so many people have been consistently fantastic. And really, it's not a procedure that is very risky, because it's something that's done continuously for people with cardiac and stroke problems. And so in that sense, angioplasty is not a new procedure.
So if someone with MS were to ask you, should I have this procedure done?
I would say absolutely. And I would give them the number for Sanaviv. There are many, many places in the world that they can go to, many countries. And there are a number of things that I think they need to look into when they're doing their research. Many people with MS are feeling that they don't have time to wait. And so in that case, if they're needing to leave the country to have the procedure done, oftentimes many of the other countries, I understand, are saying after you've completed the procedure in Poland or wherever, that you should do follow-up with your medical team back in Canada. And that may be a concern for people.
And is this something that, because you can't get it done in Canada, you do have to travel to other countries? Is it something that you pretty much, it's going to cost you, it's going to be an expensive procedure, it's going to be an expensive travel, expensive few months?
Well, and once again, that's going to vary according to which country you decide to go to. Also not one of the reasons why I chose to go within North America. But for people that are looking at all the different options, I really encourage them to be careful about their research.
Well, Jan, we're going to let you walk out of here and drive home. We're so glad that you're able to walk in, or to drive here and walk in. It's great to see you doing so well.
Thank you so very much.